District 87 schools have announced the new superintendent who will take the place of the retiring Barry Riley next July. He is Dave Mauser, who currently heads the Tri-Valley School District based in Downs. District 87 Board President Mark Wiley says Mauser emerged from a very competitive field.
You know, we did a nationwide search. We looked at 11 candidates from the over 30 that applied. Then we interviewed six and then brought three in. So this was a tough choice, tough decision. He rose to the top, I would say, his enthusiasm and his leadership and the way that he was able to get along with people.
A suburban district is different from an urban district. Did he answer how he will navigate that shift?
Well, one thing we will be doing by naming a superintendent this early is there will be a lot of collaboration between him and Dr. Riley. I think most everyone would agree that Dr. Riley has done an excellent job throughout his 12-year tenure. And so he, Dr. Mauser will be working with him as well. And there will be a shift, but with the way everything anyone we talked to about Dave was so positive about him and how he worked with people, we're confident that he will be able to make that change. I would say from my conversations with him, he's very excited about the position, and we're excited to have him. I think this will be a good the transition. You know, any transition is a transition, but I think this will be a good one. I don't want to say the word easy, but I think under his leadership, working with Dr. Riley and the board, I think we'll be able to make this transition as hopefully as seamless as possible.
How would you identify the major challenges that he will face when he comes in?
The major challenge, I think, is similar to what all school districts are facing right now, is just the aspect of when we didn't have kids in school pretty much for a year and a half, bringing them back in and the social-emotional changes that the kids are going through, and the teachers. And so the leadership that starts at the top, that's something that will be the major thing that he's dealt with, I'm sure, there, and he will be dealing with here as well.
How do you think the district, under his leadership, should continue to respond to the social-emotional needs of the students made greater by the pandemic?
Well, one thing that Dave told us is that you have to look at the students where they are now. And you almost have to look at each student individually. And I understand when you have 5,700 students who are approximately that's quite a challenge for the teachers. But they're doing an excellent job with that. But as opposed to saying every student needs to raise up X amount, we need to just see what we can do to help the students as individuals. And I think he has a strong feeling towards that.
District 87 has a structural deficit that has been ongoing for some years. It's been manageable, but it's also creeping up as interest costs continue to feed into that mix and that structural deficit. How important is it that he tackle that deficit?
You are correct. We have had a structural deficit for the last several years. We have been fortunate that previous boards and previous superintendents and Dr. Riley we did have a surplus actually in the bank, so to speak, so we were able to handle that. So I do agree that that's something that we will be addressing.
How painful is that going to be, and did he give a signal, or did you send him a signal about how to manage it?
We did not tell him how to manage it, and how painful that it's, I would say it's too early to tell.
Have you given him a timeline for dealing with it?
No, we have not.
Okay. When will you?
Well, I think that's something we need to talk about, you know, once he's on board, and come up with a time frame that both the board and the administration find equitable.
That's District 87 School Board President Mark Wiley talking about the announcement of a new superintendent, Dave Mauser. Mauser has spent 7 years as superintendent of Tri-Valley Schools. He has also been a middle and high school principal as well. He has a PhD from Western Illinois University.